Greetings, everybody. This is James Gilliland, and a lot of stuff coming up here. I've been getting some crazy visions and seeing things, so I wanted to share that today. The title is going to be Solar Flash, Earth Changes, Getting Priorities in Order. And anyway, we are entering December, a time of going within, deep reflection of what is truly value. Our main priority is, our own personal connection to God, Creator, Great Spirit, or it should be, basically. But it's time to contemplate whether or not we're living according to universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. The next priority is family, followed by friends and neighbors. So getting our environment is in order as well. People across the planet are awakening and demanding their leadership operate from the same principles within universal law. This is also the message from your benevolent off-world visitors. It's not an external uprising that, the external side is just a byproduct. The source of the awakening is internal. And so souls are being activated across the planet, and nobody can stop what is coming. Whatever you want to call yourself, a starseed, a reincarnated master, or whatever else, all of that is being activated. Your past lives are being activated. And some of you came from some very advanced civilizations before you incarnated here. So whether you believe in Jesus or not, or his birthday, which scholars agree was in the spring, according to the time of the census and the fauna and flora at the time, there's a lot of clues in there that that December wasn't his real birthday. But anyway, December has always been a time to go within. In ancient traditions, the coming of the solstice, the new year when darkness gives way to light. It is represented by the bear. It's time to go within, slow down, a time for introspect. And it is celebrated globally. So, what better time to pray, meditate, redirect your energies in a positive direction, forgive and release the past. A lot of people are calling on Jesus at this time. And so you use this time. And they're going within and they're gathering with family and things like that. So you really want to utilize this time because it is a time where there's just a lot, a lot more love and joy and reunion, in the air. So, it's a really good time again to pray, meditate, direct your energies in a positive direction, forgive and release the past. And do everything one can to raise their frequencies. And that's going to determine your future, basically. So this segues into vision shown to me last night. I was meditating in Ezekiel, an ascended version of Ezekiel. From the Bible, he soul merged with Kasia, a feminine energy, and ascended to the seventh dimension. And he's been with me my entire life. I didn't know about it until later in life who he was, but it's not really a he, it's both. But it is a perfectly balanced energy between male and female. And so let's throw that photo up. We have a photo taken of Ezekiel that was taken by Khan, a Taoist monk at the ranch. The next vision I had was the looking, at Earth from space. It seems to be a good one. Ezekiel always takes me way out somewhere else, and I look back at Earth, and it's a pinhead, and he goes, there's your problems. This is who you are, and there's your problems. And it'd be great for everybody to have one of those experiences, but that and a couple near-death experiences really blows one open. But anyway, in this vision, I saw golden ribbons interwoven over the South Pole. It kind of looked like a it was circular and it looked like a crown in a way. It was intensifying and growing brighter. How you weave a little crown, it looked like that. But anyway, it was just getting brighter and brighter. And when it reached its brightest state, there was an enormous flash or pulse that covered the earth. And this could be interpreted in two ways, either an extreme buildup of energy over the poles due to solar activity, ending in a great flash, or, Christ Buddha consciousness descending on Earth. There are massive solar storms, CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and X-class flares hitting the planet. And these create changes in the bioelectric fields of all life, waves of energy creating a roller coaster of emotional outbursts followed by lethargy. That's why we're getting tired and lethargic, and our bodies are having to adjust to the new energy, and some are getting sick and ill and being laid out, and then it passes. I always say a good mantra is, "This too shall pass." A lot of people are checking themselves into hospitals and they can't find anything wrong with them. But anyway, severe weather follows, along with an uptick in earthquake and volcanic activity. So as we speak, there's 40 active volcanoes going off. And the Mount of Olives is splitting in two, as prophesied, heralding in the second coming. So for those who are not religious, it's the place where Jesus ascended into a cloud and will return, in the same fashion when the mountain splits in two. And it is splitting in two as we speak. So for those who are science-minded, it could have been, a light ship he ascended into with some extremely advanced beings with time travel and knowledge of the future. The Pleiadians, the sons of Arcturus, pillar clouds of fire by night, prophets ascending in fiery chariots, communicating with light spheres, is all mentioned, not just in the Bible, but other sacred books and ancient archaeology. It's written in, it's written in stone on temple walls and things like that. So another thing is they're just in Turkey, they're uncovering some of the most ancient cities, and it's the same thing. It's the ancient Anunnaki with their handbags and same story. I can't wait for the rest of the story to come out, but we're finding out that there were very, very extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings here. Kind of like the guys in C1 Atlas. It just, I mean, 3-1 Atlas, sorry. 3-I Atlas. I keep getting that one mixed up. Either way, we cannot dismiss the event and the fact it was foretold. So other volcanoes are splitting with large fissures poised to slide into the oceans. I think Etna and a few others are getting ready to blast. So anyway, we're entering great times of change physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And this is the chaos, which is a byproduct of the healing and ascension. So I was shown in earlier years several major quakes, which came exactly when and where I was shown. And this was in, it was all written down in newsletters and recorded, with Jim Berkland, unfortunately now deceased. For over 40 years, we've been speaking of these events. The San Francisco earthquake was foretold, and the spiritual community in Santa Cruz, California, lashed out saying I was fear-mongering, creating that reality, and I was told I should leave the area. So I couldn't believe it. I spoke with the Unity Church minister, she was a woman, and they said, "We don't do prophecy or make predictions." And she says, if I warn people, I'll be, basically fired. I'll lose my position." And then I asked her, I said, "Well, isn't that what the Bible's all about?" So again, things, people are stifled. People who are very spiritual are end up being stifled by, the corporations, whoever's running the show. And then pretty soon they're gone, they're kicked out. They can't operate within their organization anymore. There's guidelines if you go to the, I can't remember what it is. It's some kind of a New Age Federation thing that all these churches belong to, and some of the old churches too. And they have rules, like you can't talk about crystals, you can't talk about astrology, you can't talk about prophecy, things like that. They have these rules, and if you go outside the rules, you'll lose your funding or your status, basically. So anyway, again, I was asking her, "Isn't that what the Bible's all about?" And she said, "Look, my hands are tied." So, but anyway, I warned people weeks in advance, shortly before the massive quake, which took down two malls in the immediate area, freeway, and caused severe damage across the state. I was in I was also warning Japan due to their location where three plates merged to prepare. Quakes and tsunamis were coming. And I called and that warning's still out there, basically, even though it has had quakes and tsunamis. So I called the 7.1 quake that hit Seattle, recorded with Jim Berkland. And I'm not saying this to create a following, prove I'm special, and everyone can do this. If you pray, sit on the land, ask to be shown its future, and just trust the feelings that come. No, that's what you do. The more you go within, the more the veils get thinner, and the more you can start going forward or backward in time. That's just a byproduct, of the ascension process. So there are areas that are scheduled for a cleansing. Nature is always repairing herself, cleansing areas where the frequency has fallen. And some of your cities have become an open sore on the land. The earth is expanding, taking in intense energies at the poles. The sun is driving this, and the sun is conscious. Conscious and energy are flooding the planet, creating a quantum leap in consciousness, quantum leap in evolution. And so the suns are all connected to the great central sun, and some people refer to it as the seat of God, Now NASA is saying we have photographs of the seat of God, and it's just like, whatever. I don't believe anything NASA says. So it is all connected, and we are in an ascension cycle. So the beautiful many ascended masters, saints, and sages, along with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, are all a part of this process. They're like midwives assisting a birth into a whole new world. And this is the big picture, and it's time we rise to the occasion, prepare, and flow with the changes. There are things you can do. And the first thing I would say is sit with the land. Go within and feel if it's your highest and best good to stay there. And if you don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling like, hey, this is where you're supposed to be, you might want to start looking at other places. Second, if you're guided to move, again, meditate on where. Ask for guidance. Once you get there, plant your trees first. It's even in the Bible, it says, as soon as you get your land, plant your trees. Because a lot of your trees are going to be like 5 years out before they're really producing, fruit. So, or you can buy bigger trees and plant them, and then you're only a year out. Some of them you can plant with fruit on them. So, first plant your trees, then your gardens, and be sure you have a pure source of water. Have backup energy, spend as much time as possible in nature. And release the past, forgive yourself and others, and focus on love, joy, and bliss until you become it. Edgar Cayce said that many a disaster has been avoided by just a few enlightened beings. So, one awakened being counteracts thousands of negative thinking beings. So, anyway, that's a whole nother show. So, do not prepare in fear, prepare in love for yourself, your family, and others. And there are some forms of fear that have protected you throughout the ages. A highly tuned human is aware of its surroundings and the future as well. So, you can know what is around the next rock or corner. And a lot of people will automatically slow down, put their foot on the brake because their spirit knows something's ahead and it's warning you. And you have this feeling and you automatically, start paying attention and react to it. So we've lost that ability, but it can be reclaimed. I hate to say it, but the animals are way ahead of us on that one. So we've kind of devolved below the animals right now. Animals are very intelligent. As long as you don't project, they're just a dumb animal on them, they can communicate with you. But anyway, as a civilization over the next 3 years, we're going to have to release the fuelless energies, not be dependent on a grid. We're going to have to release the cures, natural and energetic, longevity technology as well. Med beds are real. We also have to have anti-counter-gravity. Everything is on the planet necessary to make this quantum leap in evolution. I mean, they have technologies. You could just flip a switch and they'd put a bubble around your house and you'd be fine. Or you can build your house to take a beating. There's ways of doing that too. I saw a guy in Florida, he bought all these giant straps and and I think he either put some cement in the ground with a big rod in it or something like that, and tied these straps to the cement, and he strapped his house down. Well, his house was fine. A lot of their houses just got destroyed. But his roof stayed on, his house was fine. But you can actually build your house with clips and things like that, so to make it really, really tight, really solid. I always see these roofs flying off of houses and big buildings and everything else, and I go, well, they didn't use hurricane clips, I guess. Somebody forgot the clips. But anyway, a lot of it's just common sense. Just know your house is going to get rocked in the days to come, and prepare for it. Anyway, we also need to hold the leadership's feet to the fire, demand they operate under universal law in service to humanity and the earth. This is a biggie right now. Everything is being exposed right now. Our leadership, our politicians, our religious leaders, their true agendas are all coming out right now. And most of it is just to enslave the masses, and keep them sick, stupid, and poor game going. Because that's how you control humanity. If people are prosperous, they have a lot of time to think. You don't want that. They have a lot of time to tap in, make their own connection with Creator. And definitely don't want that, because you can't control them anymore. So that's why they always want to keep you distracted. They don't want you making your own personal connection with Creator. But anyway, universal law will put an end to tyranny, the war on disease profiteers, and allow freedom and prosperity for all. And it's built into it. So this is what the greater family man throughout the multiverse are waiting for. If we want to join them, we have to rise to the occasion and create a sacred space for them, a safe place to land with people of high integrity and strong moral character. This is all necessary. They're necessary components for contact with benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, the greater family of man. And they are beneficial, if we start working with them. We have been working with the ones that aren't benevolent for quite some time now, and that's coming out as well. And that's coming to an end. They're being taken out. And the other ones are taking them out, and they're waiting for us to rise to the occasion. So anyway, there is a massive pulse coming, and is it a time we reach critical mass, be it from the sun or some other spiritual force? We have to rise to the occasion. We do not have the luxury of continuing business as usual, living in denial or an unsustainable path. We can't do that anymore. We've got to shift. So it's something to contemplate as we move into the new year. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and it's time to lovingly and joyously prepare. So, I was going to end on that note, but there's a few other comments I want to make. I know Corey Good has been talking about this solar flash, and I've always said, yeah, it's a possibility. It's definitely, a possibility that we are going through this massive solar cycle, and it's probably going to end in a major crescendo, somehow. But anyway, to actually see it, to see what happened, and it started, it was weird because it started at the South Pole, and it was above the South Pole, and this energy start, these ribbons started like moving. They're kind of going like this, moving up and down, and they're woven together, and they started getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and then boom. This huge pulse just went through the earth. Now, that energy is seventh dimensional energy. So when you get into the golden white light, that you're in seventh dimensional energy. And so it's almost like God, Creator, Great Spirit just slammed the earth, with a huge bliss bomb. And as Babaji said, some people are going to get hit like a feather, and some people are going to get hit by a brick. It depends on your frequencies, when this happens. And if we raise our frequencies, it's going to be, oh, that felt nice. What was that? And if we're heavy and dense and we're totally going against universal law and capitalizing at the expense of others and the planet, we're going to get hit like a brick, and we're going to lose everything, including our lives. Basically, some people are not going to make this shift, and that's just obvious. It's not a threat. It's just It's just, observing the obvious. But anyway, so this, other people have seen this and they have different ways of explaining it, but to actually see it and see what happens, you get a pretty clear message as what the end result is. And basically we are going to be moving into a whole different dimension, basically. It's a whole new world. And some people call it a bifurcation of worlds, a different timeline. Everybody has different names for it, but all I know is there is a big event and we are reaching critical mass. And I don't want to put a time on this. It could happen sooner. It might happen. We might have as much as 3 years to prepare, but that's up to each and everybody to figure out, what their path is here and what they need to do with this information. I will say one thing is that we do, whether you love or hate Elon Musk, he has created these production lines that can just, I can't remember, it was like putting a car out in seconds, every second and things like that. And now he's making these homes, these small homes. And they can be put together very quickly. I definitely put some solid anchors down on them, really tie them into the land, but they're earthquake proof, and most of them are pretty windproof too as well, but they're totally self-sufficient. And we do have free energy generators. We've had them for a long time, and they've been extremely suppressed. So we have generators that run on water. We have vehicles that can run on water. We have vehicles that can run on air with plasma generators. We have there's so much tech. I have lighters now that are using plasma technology. Come on, you don't think you can put that in an engine? But I mean, we've never needed fuel, and we've never needed tires for quite some time. And these technologies have been around for a minimum of 500,000 years. They've been on the planet. And if they do find these technologies, you will never hear about it. So anyway, with all the crash retrievals and all the other things, we have these technologies. The problem is they got to get out of the hands of the controllers and the enslavers and into the hands of the masses, into free market. And then these things can come out. But there's no reason why somebody like Elon or somebody else couldn't start creating these generators, a household model, because you're going to need them in the days to come. I don't see the grid making it through this. And I know there's ways of hardening the satellites and things like that to get through this, but we probably will lose a lot of satellites. But I wouldn't expect the grid to make it through this, not the way it is now. Now there's a different kind of energy that flows around the wires. It doesn't go through the wires, and it's not subject to these pulses. It'll keep going. Like some of your equipment may not do too well, but at least the grid would stay up. But anyway, these technologies really need to be implemented, right away. We need to get on this. And again, the only reason we don't have these fuelless energies is because they want to keep us enslaved through dependency. And that has to come to an end. And we have a good chance, if we hold our politicians' feet to the fire and get rid of a lot of the self-serving ones, we can get these things through. But anyway, we really need to move in that direction right now. A lot of these people that are building their massive undergrounds right now and stocking them up, and their consciousness will not carry them through these times. They can't hide. You can't hide from your karma. You can't hide from the reaction to your actions. And so good luck. You think you can do it physically? This is a non-physical event, so basically that's not going to work. So anyway, there's a thing called dharma, which is good karma. And you create dharma by being of service to humanity and the earth, by helping others, and living according to universal law. That's how you create dharma. It's called good karma. And that's where we have to shift everything, in service to humanity and the earth. Everything has to go in that direction if we're going to make it through these changes. And that's the choice we're going to have to make. And we have to make it, very soon, right away, because it's going to take time to prepare and gear up for these events. So anyway, that was the vision I was shown. It was a very clear vision. I've seen a sequence of events ahead of time that they've shown me in visions of major quakes and earthquakes and tsunamis and severe weather and storms and things like that. And that's all going to increase exponentially. And I've seen, right on the money. I gave the exact time, date, and magnitude, of the San Francisco earthquake. So, with there's a track record there. And to be honest with you, I do not want to be an earth change prophet. That's the last thing I want to do because, there's a lot of adversity that comes with it, even in the New Age community. Look at the UFO, just talking about the UFOs and the spiritual and technological advanced ones. And you've got the shills, the posers, and the whole government coming after you, talking about that, the military, everything. Just talking about UFOs. And something again has been around for over 450,000 years. They're in frescoes, all over churches and in Europe. They're everywhere. But anyway, it's when you start talking about change, people fear two things. They fear the unknown and they fear change. And I kind of represent both of those. And so it comes with the territory. You are going to get a lot of stones thrown your way, and a lot of character assassinations and things like that. But the thing about that is I don't care. I know who I am. I know about my own connection with Creator. I've had two near-death experiences, and me and Creator are good, So me and Jesus are good too. So a lot of people go, well, you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and things like that. And I said, we're buds. We hang out, we talk. I kept the door open after I had the near death experience. And really, his people missed his true message. And we should think about this holiday season. His message was in his life. When he was born, he was the Son of Man. And in the ancient days, Son of Man meant something else. It meant very spiritual, adept, connected, or whatever. There's different definitions for it. But when he was born, he was the son of Joseph and Mary. That was his identity. And then later on, he started receiving messages, and he started relaying them in the temples, and they're blown away. And so he was a messenger of God. And then further on in his sojourn, he said, wait a second, I'm a soul. I'm not this body and personality, born of Joseph and Mary, Yeshua ben Joseph is his real name. He said, I'm not this body and personality. I'm a soul and I came from God. I'm the son of God. And then, they tried to stone him for saying that, just as they would try to stone anybody else on the planet for saying that. But it is true. We're all sons and daughters of God. And the last thing was total immersion. And he became one with God. He came one with the one consciousness, that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. He was one with that. And this explains, people don't understand, how can Jesus be God and pray to Yahweh and these other gods? How that doesn't make sense, because you're focusing on a personality and a name. And truth, Creator doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a personality. It doesn't have a body. It's not male. It's not female. It's pure consciousness and energy. And it's that spark within all of us waiting to be ignited to become the full flame. And you do that through prayer and meditation and getting out in nature and initiating that connection. And in that process, you're going to meet a lot of beings along the way, and some are going to be benevolent and some aren't. So you're going to have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences and use discernment, on the path. And that was his whole message. When they said, ye are gods, children of the Most High, That's what they're saying. You have that spark within you to ignite into the full flame, become one with the one consciousness. We all have that within us. And there is no they we're having these I'm trying to think what they call them, something blood feuds, it's blood feuds. Oh, he's this race, he's that race, and all these other things. And that's nonsense because we all have the same blood and we all came from the same place, the same source. And we've been divided through by kings and religions and all these other things, which are nonsense. Basically, we're one family, and that family is Earth and humanity. We're one civilization living on Earth right now. And we have other friends out in the multiverse, but we need to come back together and, release the past. We've had a lot of little g gods on the planet that behaved in ways that weren't aligned with the universal law, and religions were created around these beings, and that's why there's such a diversity. A lot of these religions, they call anybody else infidels, goyim, and things like that. And you can do whatever you want to them because they're not holy. They don't have a soul, according to this nonsense that they preach. And so if you have that consciousness operating here on the earth, you're going to continue to have wars and disease and poverty and all this other nonsense that's going on, all because of misunderstandings and little g gods running around on the planet. It's been going on for 450,000 years. So, I tell people, just to be honest with you, your odds are a lot better with Jesus, than these other teachings out there, because he was the example. He was the exemplar Christ of Christ consciousness, of God incarnate. And but we all have that ability, and that was his teachings. We all have the ability. When he said, you will do greater works than I, for I go on to the Father, he's saying, if you all make your personal connection with Creator, you're going to be able to do greater works than I, because I'm leaving, I'm out of here, but so basically, in ancient times, like the House of Mary and Mary Magdalene was performing all kinds of miracles, and Joseph was doing miracles. There was a lot of people doing miracles, and I'm not diminishing Jesus. I'm just saying it's inherent within all of us, and he was the way shower. So, we need to get back into that. We need to end the division, the separation, and come back together again and work together under universal law. Again, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. I mean, that is the foundation, and that's what Jesus taught, and that's what every other enlightened master taught on the planet, in every culture. And then there was the ones that weren't enlightened, so that's how you use discernment to determine, who was really enlightened and who wasn't, who became one with God and who were just perpetuating a religion or perpetuating a race or religion or government or something that was creating division. So anyway, we need to move into the end of division, start working together, realize, release the past, a lot of all the nonsense that went on with the little g gods, and know our true history, and then we can move forward. So anyway, that's my message to you this December, and I'm sure I'll have a few others coming after this. Probably some more visions, but again, it's time to lovingly and joyously prepare, and on every level, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, every level, clean out our closets, clean out our closets at home, get rid of all the garbage, give it to those in need, and start living a little more simply, and get your priorities in order, basically. But anyway, I've already in the beginning, I already told everybody what they needed to do. So, get yourself to me. I've already done this. I have two places I've turned into food banks, and I've been living very close with the land and the spirit of the land. And there's a lot of protection. There's actually a big bubble of energy over our places, and you can actually film it sometimes and see it. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to be signing off. Have a great evening and keep your eyes on the skies. There's a lot coming in right now. Good night.
At Esetti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esetti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esetti coffee with a couple of Esetti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
The greatest awakenings come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean, from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, let's go on due south. Over Ocean View. It's coming down over Ocean View. There's two. Which one to get? There's Orion's belt. A lot of activity going through Orion's belt and all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting there above the trees. ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one. Here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one. One going that direction.
Oh, another one there.
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here. You see that? And
wait, wait, wait.
These two here.
Wait. Oh yeah, there's a speedy one. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Oh wow, look at that. No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there's like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an oar around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, here's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier, see if you can do it again. Big power up. Aha, oh, thank you.
It's not flashing, by the way.
No,
there's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights.
Oh, wow.
It's going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. All right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy. Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I film them there all the time in the same spot. There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. Weird ship, it's like going in and out. It's phasing out and then coming back. You can't even see it. Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. Right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.